Welcome to the Remix by Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If this is your first time checking out the show, welcome, and I hope you stay and subscribe. If you're a regular listener, thanks so much for sticking around. I really appreciate it. Don't be shy and reach out to me at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com and introduce yourself or just say hello. Or you can visit me in our Facebook community group. I bet you'll never guess what it's called. Okay, I'll let you know what it is. It's called the Remix My Fitness Community, and you can find that on Facebook. This first season, I've been really ambitious, and I've been releasing 2 podcast episodes every week. This past Monday, I did a live coaching call with 2 young men, Sammy and Luke, who are looking to gain some weight, build some muscle, and get strong. Check out Monday's episode, and all the tips I share for both these guys can be applied for you gals as well. The other episode, which is today's show, you get to listen to clips of a call with one of my coaching clients, Dave Stewart, who is doing a 12-week custom coaching program. But before I get into today's episode, I mentioned this last week, but until July 31st, I'm offering a free 30-minute coaching call where I can help you crack your fitness DNA. All you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to our site. I'm not here to push or sell you any products. I generally want to help and steer you in the right direction. What we will do is, during the 30-minute coaching call, we will dive into your exercise history, map out a strategy to get to your fitness goals the best way. So visit remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to the site, and you will have access to my calendar to book a call. I hope you take me up on the offer before July the 31st. So Dave started a 12-week coaching program with me, and we are on week number 6. And when Dave and I first started, his motivation was so high and he had some huge goals, like to run a marathon. He's now confirmed that that's not what he wants to do. And we've shifted our focus to doing workouts that he could do at home or at work. He didn't have much experience doing any traditional exercise, like push-ups and squats. So I introduced him to some calisthenics, or otherwise referred to as bodyweight workouts. He has been quick to pick things up and have shown a lot of improvement in strength and muscular endurance. In the last 6 weeks, we've gone through almost every obstacle that anyone typically goes through when they're trying to manage life and fitness. Dave has had injuries, vacation mode slumps, struggling to find time, balancing family, work, and workouts. And in today's episode, we run into another one. Dave has been MIA with me for the most part of the week, which concerned me because he's really good at staying in constant contact with me through Skype chat or through email. We finally made contact the other day, and when I asked him what was going on, he told me he was really sick. You can hear it in his voice in today's episode, and he is not 100% still. This is really unfortunate timing because around the 6 to 8 week mark, this is the number one time when someone would stop any training program. The reasons are usually the results and progress have been slowed down, things keep coming up, and training starts to take a back seat until it gets tucked away for good. I always tell everyone that I work with, if you can stick to any training program like lifting weights, playing basketball, learning martial arts, anything, if you can make it past the 2-month hump, you will see huge improvements. I can't give you a scientific reason why, but I've experienced it and I've seen it firsthand with many, many people that I've coached, that if you can make it to the 3rd month, for some reason, our mind and our bodies just come together and all the hard work starts to really, really show. Fortunately, one thing that I learned about Dave is he is a gamer. Despite being sick, he got all his workouts in, he did the bodyweight challenge, and he stayed as active as he could. I'm really proud of the guy, and I know he won't regret it when we hit that 3rd month. I wasn't sure whether to air this episode because he really doesn't sound like himself. But Dave wanted it out and he wanted to show an honest story of his journey. So let's get into it and listen to Raspy Voice Dave. I hope you enjoy the show.
Cold kind of came back on me a little bit.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of a cough, but hopefully I'll be all right.
Yeah, so that was the big thing that happened last week, right? Or this week. Mm-hmm. You were sick, mm-hmm. Which was unfortunate because we kind of came up with like a mini challenge.
Yeah, which I did.
Which you did, right? But you were unable to get the other workouts in, right?
Well, I've been getting them in just kind of, not every day. So, mm-hmm. Last week, I think I got a couple in, but yeah, it just kind of knocked me down a little bit.
Right. It seemed like it came out all of a sudden. We got off the call last week, and then yeah. I sent you all your assignments, all your missions and challenge. And then I didn't hear from you for a couple of days, which was, rather unusual. So, I was suspecting something was up, and then to kind of hear you were sick, and you're still sick. It must have been pretty serious.
Yeah, it's just been. Well, I think what it was a Megan made me this smoothie, and I think she put some sort of mushroom cordyceps. I don't know if you ever heard of cordyceps, but they're this kind of boost.
They're like a nootropic.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but Megan, she gives it to me. And so, but every time I take them, like I used to take the pills, I would get sick and I'd get a cold or something. So I don't know what it was, but so she snuck in. She didn't even know they were, I guess they're not exactly cordyceps. Anyways, they were in the smoothie, and I'm not sure, but I think that's why it kind of does something to my immune system.
Hmm. Okay.
So anyways, it happened, and it knocked me out, and still have a little bit of a trailing cold just because, I haven't been resting probably enough.
Yeah. So when you actually got to the challenge, what, if you were to give yourself a scale of you were between 1 to 10, 1 being you felt just awful and 10, you feel like Superman, where do you think your energy levels or your general, your general energy levels, where do you think that was when you actually did the challenge?
Right. I think I was pretty good. I don't know. I'd probably say, 8.
An 8. Okay. So you were actually feeling pretty good. Cause when I went in to check in on you, you were just like, I'm out of commission.
Well, I was, but when I somehow I managed to get up and do the challenge, it, I made sure that I had the energy to do it.
Okay. And did you do what we discussed, which was, did you go through like a rundown of the moves first, just like one or two reps or a couple reps, just to make sure you knew what was coming up next and nothing was a surprise, or did you just go right into it?
Yeah. I looked at them and I knew some of them. Mm-hmm. And then some of them were new. I kind of look at the GIFs, mm-hmm. or the GIFs, and I kind of jumped into it after that. But for the most part, I knew most of them.
Okay, that's great. And there were three levels, and there was level 1, level 2, level 3. All the moves were the same. It's just the number of reps that were done. Mm-hmm. So your challenge was, the challenge that I gave you was a time-based challenge. So we had a series of exercises to do. There was a certain number of reps per exercise. And between the levels, the only difference was level 1 has less reps than level 3. So which level did you end up choosing?
Level 2.
Level 2, the mid-tier level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how do you think it went? How did you fare?
I don't know. It seems like probably I was listening to the episode, one of the first episodes we did. And I think I did, we were talking about something I did where it's like, I probably could have put, I didn't do it till I totally died sort of thing. But I don't know. I think it went okay, I guess. Mm-hmm. It seems like you could always go better. But
let me ask you. Why did you choose level 2 over level 3?
Level 2 because I just figured that's kind of where I'm at. It feels like, level 2 is kind of in the middle. So, okay. you know, it just seemed to be the, I don't know, man, some of these exercises like the, you know, the burpees this week, I'm finding that, you know, doing 30 burpees is not something that, you know, I can really do right now.
Mm-hmm. Because of your calf?
No, the calf's good just because, just feels like when I hit 20, I'm getting down to where my form and everything is so bad mm-hmm. and I'm getting tired that it's just like, it doesn't seem like I'm doing them very well.
Mm-hmm. But you're not doing 20 burpees in a row, right? They were all cut to.
Well, not for the challenge, I wasn't.
Oh, for the challenge, you wasn't, yeah.
But for the exercise this week, you had the thing where I did 30 reps of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do 30, you know, I only did 20 burpees each time.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me pull up that.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, yeah.
That was like 30 burpees. I would never make anyone do 30 burpees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just give me one second.
Yeah, it was circuit one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Dave. I think I see what the problem is here. It's not 30 burpees. It's 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe I should put SEC next time instead of the S. But if you look at circuit two, it's 30 seconds of skater jumps, 30 seconds of jumping jacks.
Oh, shoot.
So 30 seconds of burpees.
30 seconds is, that's the thing. On everything else, 30 seconds is kind of equivalent to 30 reps because you do them that fast.
I would say whenever you're doing any exercise, it's at least 2 seconds. So the tempo would be one, like, let's say you're doing a squat. It's 1 second to go down, 1 second to go up.
Yeah. Okay.
And then anything from there would be longer. Like you can play with the tempos, which is something that we're going to be doing very soon.
Yeah.
But for burpees take generally about three seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, because
there you go. I should have only done 10, so I did twice as much as I should have done.
Yeah.
So that was circuit circuit two. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got that cleared up. Next time you see something like unusual like that, where it's like, do something like a ridiculous number, I would never make you do more than 30 reps. I would never make you do more than really like 20 reps of something. And if I did, I would definitely leave a note, or we would have already spoken about it and say, hey, we're going to do more than 20 reps. But 20 would generally be my threshold. Anything else would be, if you see anything over 20, it generally would be in time. Yeah, it would be time-based. So,
gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you still did 30 burpees. I think most people would have just been like, yeah, I'm not going to do 30 burpees.
No, and I didn't. I actually did 20.
You did 20, okay.
Yeah. All right. So I did. Yeah, I was trying to go for it, and I did 10, and I got into that. I was like, man, I'm already pretty tired at 10.
Mm.
So I managed to get to 20, and then I was like, there's no way I want to do 30.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Were you thinking like, man, this guy is crazy? Why is he making me do 30 burpees?
No, I wasn't actually. I was thinking like, damn, I'm a weak person.
Okay. Because I think anybody else I would have given this to, they would have definitely been on the ringer and been like, Jimmy, I don't think I could do 30. Like, what's going on here? So,
I just kind of go with it, and yeah.
So heading back to the challenge, after completing it, what was your? Can you remind me of your time again?
I think it was 16 or 17 minutes.
Yeah, you had told me 17:10.
17:10. Yeah,
17 minutes and 10 seconds was your time. After completing it, you were kind of already saying you felt like you could have gone a little bit faster.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think now exactly all the exercises. It's been kind of a whirlwind week.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely struggled at some.
Do you know which ones you struggled at a little bit more than others?
Like leg raises
mm-hmm.
were not easy.
But that we knew going in.
And
I actually purposely put this in here because it's something that I'm hoping when we do this again, you'll say the leg raises were much easier, or
if
this was something that was holding you back from achieving a faster time. We could say, well, you know, these are all things to improve on. At least I feel like I've picked some exercises that you do very well.
Yep.
And as you can see, this last set over here is probably the set where when we did the initial benchmark challenge, these are the things that we wanted to try to improve on. So, a lot of your core strength, your lower back strength, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after completing the level 2 challenge, do you feel like you could have done level 3? You feel like taking it to the next level would have been ideal for you, or you're just like, okay, level two was perfect for me, and this is where I should be?
Well, yeah, 50 mountain climbs, 50 sumo squat. Yeah, I mean, 50 push-up jacks. That's definitely another level. I mean, I think I could have done it. My time would have been, you know, a lot slower, but I could have done it. It seems like, I don't know, that maybe the middle one was good to do, since I can do them all very effectively, and kind of like looking at the things I did bad, like the leg raises. Mm-hmm. How many? There's no, like, doing 10 more of those, that would have been hard. And that's what happens, you know, as I get tired, my form just doesn't go well. So now I'm doing a leg raise that isn't even really a leg raise. You know what I mean? It's like a half leg raise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then it's kind of like, well, am I actually doing, I'm doing these within the time, but am I doing them correctly? Like, you know what I mean?
But you didn't feel like you should have taken a break, or like, so let me take a step back. Did you run through all these exercises without taking any breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't feel like you needed to take a break at all. You were just going from like burpee to sumo squats to push a plank and those things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think once I hit the burpees and I went to mountain climbs easy. I love mountain climb.
Mm-hmm.
Sumo squats are good. Push up jacks are good. I mean, that's the easy little circuit. Then I hit burpees again, and then I go to plank. I mean, really, it's really that last one was tough. And then the, So yeah, no, I just tried to do them all as fast as I could. That was a time thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tried not to stop, so I just keep going.
So when you felt like your form was starting to go a little bit, I'll take the leg raises, for example. You were doing the leg raises, and there must have been at some point where you thought, okay, I don't think these leg raises are looking very good. Did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, would you say you know for sure that the leg raises were not looking good at all?
I know. Well, I mean, they weren't looking as good as when I started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I was going up or down. I can't remember how they do them, but they were, it felt like I wasn't able to go all the way, you know, up or whatever.
Okay. One second here. I think I would have suggested, for the next time, because what will happen is if you feel like your form's starting to go or things are not looking right, what I'm worried about is that you might injure yourself. So
yeah.
What I would do is if you feel like your form's starting to go, just take a break. Like give yourself like 5-10 seconds. And this goes forward for anything that we do everything. In the future, right? It's if you feel like your form's starting to go or it's just not feeling right or looking right, just take a break, reset yourself. You'd be super surprised at how fast your body can recover in it giving yourself like a 10-20 second break. So
yep.
And then just go from there. So for example, if I like to use the plank as an example, where if I ask someone to plank for 2 minutes, they'll try to plank for 2 minutes, but at some point in time, if they're a beginner, they will drop. So if they drop at 30 seconds, instead of trying to go up to your feet right away, it's best to take a break. Like when your body is fatigued, it's and when you can't do a particular exercise, it's a signal. Your body's kind of giving you a message to say, hey, take a break. So you should really listen, take a break. And then from that point on, you plank as long as you can and you drop and you take another 10-20 seconds and then come back up again. And I guarantee you, you'll improve way more that way. So I'm using that example for your leg raises, because you're going to see a little bit more core drills, and core drills being for your hips, for your glutes, for your lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Your hips, your hips, your glutes, your abs, and your lower back. So those are probably one of the weaker areas for you. And I want you to kind of take your time and just really focus on like form and technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know we talked about having videos and things like that set up for you, but right now I've been sending you GIFs. I'm almost confused. GIFs or GIFs?
I think it's a GIF because, or no, it's GIF because if it was GIF, then it's like the peanut butter.
Right.
So you don't want that. So I think it's GIFs. I don't know.
I argue with this with people all the time.
OK.
Okay. So yeah. So the GIFs, and how have the GIFs been working out for you?
So they're good. Yeah. I mean, I thought originally when you did the videos, that was really nice, 'cause I watched you actually doing the exercises, and that is good. But I found that the GIFs, I think GIFs actually sounds better to me. So I'm going to do that. So the GIFs are, they're good. I mean, especially like the one where you had them all lined up, where I can just go down and watch somebody doing them. I mean, maybe it's not as good as watching somebody do it on a video, but I think it's great. I think the way you had it set up works good, because I can just go down through each one and just open the phone and watch them doing it while I do it.
Right. Right. Okay. So moving forward, would you prefer to see more GIFs, or would you prefer to see more videos, or like a little mix mash of the two?
Maybe a mix mash, just to see if maybe the videos are still maybe more helpful. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think, the GIFs have been working well.
Okay. Because the GIFs is something that I usually use a little bit more with people. I find that works out a little bit better. But everyone's different. If you told me you needed more videos, then we make more videos, you know? So,
yeah.
So, yeah. This week, what do you think this... I mean, it's really hard to predict, but where do you think your cold lies at this moment?
It is just, I mean, if I can get some rest, and I mean, I'm going to be done with it here pretty quick, but I just haven't been resting. I'm good. I mean, basically it's just a night thing. You know, I get a little cough in the night, but
Early in the morning, right?
Yeah, early in the morning, and then I'm good to go. I'm totally 100%. I can do all my exercises. It's no problem.
Okay, so what I'm going to have is I'm going to have a new mission of exercises for you, so that we can look to improve this challenge, and improve our time in this challenge. So we're going to be looking to do this challenge at the end of our 12 weeks, and we're looking to shave off some time off this, like I want to say about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So we're gonna go and do level two, and hopefully some of the weaker exercises will now either level off or become one of your stronger exercises after the 12.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also did want to go over, just kind of going all the way back to the beginning here. We initially, when we had spoken, you had a goal of running a trail run or a half marathon or a marathon.
Yeah.
Where are you feeling? What are your feelings about that now, with your injury and all those things like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the injury is gone. I feel like that trail run, I didn't run because I think it was too much of a injury prone thing, especially going into how I pulled my calf, just running. So I think I need more of a mild run or whatever, but, I don't know. I kind of feel like these exercises, I mean, yesterday or whenever it was, I was doing them and, you know, it was like 80 or 90 degrees out. And, you know, I mean, I was working up a little sweat doing your exercises. So, I mean, it feels like I'm almost getting, not quite, but almost the same workout as if I ran 3 miles. Mm-hmm. Now, well, I don't know if that's true at all.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm not so concerned about, I mean, well, you tell me how you're feeling about this. So, We had chosen the trail run or the marathon runs because it was something that got you fired up to do, right?
Yeah.
It was something that you're like, okay, I want to work towards this. I want to make a better time. And now we took a little break because of your calf injury. And it's something that, I mean, you've been laying off of it for a little bit, and who knows, what if you start running tomorrow and, you know, you feel that calf injury again, right?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you went for a run?
It's been at least a week, maybe a couple weeks.
Okay. So it's been a couple weeks since you've gone for your run. So hopefully the injury subsided, but there's a chance that it will come back. Are you content with doing challenges like these to kind of keep you motivated, or is your intent to run a marathon or run a trail run at some point in the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, probably not in the next 6 weeks. Just seems like, you know, training for it and getting prepared, finding the right one. And the other thing with the trail run is, it's hard for me to find a weekend to go, get a weekend off to do it. You know what I mean?
Okay. And what's stopping you from taking a week on off to do it?
Because that's the main time when I'm with the kids. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's, and we got other stuff going on the weekends and everything. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I could find a trail run in the weekday or something, mm-hmm. that might be different. But yeah, right now it's kind of tough to get that time off. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that running a marathon or running a trail run, you're not as excited about it as you were when we first started?
I think that's probably true a little bit. I mean, I think that seeing that I can do these exercises and, get some good stuff here and maybe slowly work back up to, like, once I'm like kind of dominating all these exercises and have them into my regular routine, everything's going, then maybe it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll just, bust out this trail run sort of thing. But mm-hmm. I mean, I do like running. It's just, it's that time thing is just, it's so hard to find mm-hmm. and a place to do it. And yeah.
It's not so much the time, right? It's what you're willing to do to make that time, right? And I'm just, the reason why I bring it up is I'm starting to get the sense that the trail run is not as important to you, or the marathon run is not as important to you. And what sounds like that's important is that you want to be physically active, and you're willing to, you would rather do something that you could do in a short period of time, get a sweat going, and feel like you've worked out. Would you say I'm generally on the same? Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Then maybe if there's a time where it's like, oh, I can go do a trail run, mm-hmm. then I can go do it. But yeah, I think that's right. That's probably.
And the trail run becomes almost something that you can do. To break up your week. I mean, sorry, to break up the rhythm, right?
And it's rhythm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I think this is good because this happens actually quite often where people come in and they have a specific goal in mind that they want to do. And as we start working towards that goal, they start to shift a little bit, but they are also a little, almost like, I want to say a little ashamed or a little embarrassed to say like, hey, I don't know if I really want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's really good that you recognize that, okay, you know what, this is not as important to me as it was before, but these things are, the exercise, the getting the sweat in, getting the workout in, getting the pump in, getting your heart rate to get it going, that those are the things that are important to you. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Is there anything else other than the exercises, trail running, that's kind of like piquing your interest, or you're thinking like, I might want to try this, or...
Not real. I mean, I think just the way we're mixing it up is good.
You mean remixing it up, right, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're remixing it up. It's good. Yeah. I think it's great. I enjoy getting out there for a little shot and getting the exercises in and kind of going on with my day.
Sound good?
Yeah. Okay. That sounds perfect.
Well, look out for that this week, and we'll reconnect next week.
All right, good. Sound good? Good. I'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I also want to thank Dave for just being Dave. Thanks for doing the show, even though that you're sick, and thanks for letting me put that out there. I think a lot of people will appreciate how much work and dedication that you've been putting into this program. If you want to get advice like Dave, I'm offering 100%, no hassle, no pressure, 30-minute coaching call over Skype. All you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to the site, and you'll get a link to book a free coaching call with me. Also, if you want to meet Dave, or if you want to meet me, we hang out in our private Facebook community group called the Remix My Fitness Community. You can go to bit.ly/remixmyfitness, and it will take you right to our group where you can ask questions. We'll help you stay motivated. I provide exclusive content in our group, and there's a lot of awesome people to hang out with here. That's it for me. I hope you go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, but most of all, remember to have some fun. So until next time, peace.